corporate jets, yachts, and club memberships. Those kind of perks can be par for the course for executives at some of the nation's biggest corporations. According to Watchdog Group, the corporate library, the average CEO made $711,000 in 2004. When other perks and benefits are included, the total is an astronomical $5.7 million. That's a 30% increase over the previous year. For the first time in more than a decade, the Securities and Exchange Commission is revising its rules on how companies report executive compensation. The SEC's proposed rules include new requirements to disclose the salary, stock options, and fancy perks company executives receive. Companies can still let the boss use the private jet. They'll just have to tell investors what they're doing. Why is the SEC so interested in pay packages? Overpaid CEOs can be a drain on the company. According to economists, the more a CEO was paid relative to his colleagues, the more likely the company will underperform in the stock market. As an investor, it's worth doing a little research. A company's huge investment in its executives might not be paying off. With the Money Minute, I'm Hari Srinivasan, ABC News, New York.